Module 2 Adjustment and Stage 9 Leftovers have to be cleared. Earlier experiences are extremely influential in our life and the attitudes and feelings we develop in relationships with parents, family, friends and partners are bound to carry over into a new relationship. Some of these attitudes and feelings are helpful in new relationships and others, well, are simply not. As we have explored earlier, common leftover problems, even for adults, is an unresolved need to rebel against constraints, such as parental rules. Recognize the valuable leftovers so you can keep and nourish them, and then work at changing those which simply get in the way. At one of the seminars, Thelma said, who was talking about how hard it was with her former partner, "Sometimes he sounds like his father when he criticizes me, and I just can't help but fly off the handle at him. It's not fair for me to do that, but I can't stop doing it." Stephen reported that he grew up with a father who was always criticizing him to his face, but then would tell others how proud he was of his son. He decided that he wanted to be praised to his face, so in choosing a partner, he found a woman who he thought would give him lots of praise. After a period of time in their relationship, he realized he had chosen a critical woman, even though he tried not to. "I don't understand what happened. I never thought I'd choose someone like my father." Rick and Paul had a very respectable, committed relationship, with a lifestyle very much like that of their parents. Suddenly Paul's behavior had changed. He began to associate with a younger crowd, started all kinds of activities which he'd never tried before, and took more time for himself, apart from the relationship. One day he reported back to Rick that he felt too confined in the relationship, and that he was going to have to go off and get his head on straight. So, how much are you carrying in terms of leftovers from your earlier days? You may have learned to carry extra weight in your past relationship, or perhaps in your relationship with parents, school chums, friends, or others while you grew up. Time to unload those unneeded burdens. You may have thought you left all of those hang-ups behind in your former relationship. So maybe you didn't realize they existed until a new relationship came along, and then you were forced to look into your backpack to see what it was that you were exactly carrying. Our relationships with others are partially an attempt to fill up the deficiencies within ourselves. We develop a pattern of interaction based upon such feelings of rejection, loneliness, a need to feel guilty, or, on a more positive note, feelings of happiness. We accept our feelings in relationships with others. One example from an early series of seminars was Caroline, which she and I called the stray cat syndrome. Caroline had learned to bring home stray cats, probably since childhood, and she told me how good she would feel when she could play Florence Nightingale. Then the stray cat started drinking too much alcohol, and Caroline tries hard to rescue them from the perils of alcohol. Peter, her partner, drinks more. After all, he's getting a lot of tension from drinking. Finally, Caroline would reach her martyr's tolerance limit, and either she leaves the relationship or he leaves. Then she proclaims loudly to everyone how good it feels not to be taking care of that drunken bum. She starts going out with a friend and finds a man she is sure will never be an alcoholic, and they finally decide to enter a committed relationship. The pattern starts repeating, and he begins drinking too much. Caroline again provides care, giving him his milk in a saucer every evening when he comes home, until one day it strikes her that I decided to commit myself to another alcoholic. Caroline seemed to have a need within her to take care of stray cats. It makes her at one level powerful, feeling good. She will continue, either consciously or unconsciously, to need to take care of another. Here it is easy to see the critical need to examine leftover patterns and to discard those which are really hurting us and our relationships. Often the new relationship will provide a method of working on the leftovers. They may arise and you may become angry at that person and express your irritation. He or she reacts. Those comments don't fit me, and I don't know what you're talking about. I am listening to what you say, but it doesn't seem to apply to me, so where is it coming from? If you are now becoming more aware of your feelings and the voices talking inside your head, you may be able to express your irritation and then tie it in with an earlier relationship. Sometimes people even use the old person's name in their anger, and there is a real clue to where the problem is coming from. Listen to the voices. Do some reflecting, and when the new friend says that does not fit with them, try to discover who it does fit with. When you begin to recognize who it is you are actually angry with, analyze your feelings for insight into them. What makes you behave in this way? Communication with another person is helpful at this time because it provides a sounding board to bounce your feelings off, just as the wall at school bounces the ball back and demands you handle the ball. In preparation for our session, please complete the following checklist. I'm aware of the leftovers I'm carrying from the past relationships. I am working on my leftovers rather than blaming others for them. I'm building relationships that will help eliminate my leftovers. I understand that I will have to change attitudes and awareness within me in order to rid myself of those leftovers. I'm avoiding becoming emotionally involved with stray cats. I have identified positive ways of rebelling in contrast to more negative, destructive forms of rebelling. I am attempting to do the self-care needed to remain strong and stable. I will attempt to get rid of as many leftovers as possible before I go into another long-term committed relationship.